How you doing, Nate? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Chaf Dalet, Daf 24 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends and friends, your friends, yo, friends. Oh my gosh, today's been a marathon. Today's the fourth Daf I'm recording today. I've basically been doing Babylon Talmud kind of for the last, like, not exactly, but in some ways, the last like 13 hours. in some ways, not exactly straight, but like, fourth daf I'm recording today. I'm not going to do the whole daf, I'm going to finish it tomorrow, Sunday probably, but, my brain is probably mush. I don't think this is that hard of a daf. Let us jump in right after this. It's going to be Shabbos, and it's going to be awesome. All right, here we go. Chav Gimel Amud Beis, at the two dots, four lines before it gets wide. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's 4. My brain is mush. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Vechulei. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar had said that if it was on Purya, so Einu Chayv L'Hachriz. The question was, what's on Purya? My on Purya? Amur Yehuda Omar Shmuel Kalim Chadoshim Shalosavaitona Ayin. It is new stuff that you haven't yet had a chance to have a good look at. But Echidami, I don't understand. E is Bu Simin. If there's a Simin on it, Kilo Savaitona Ayin Mai Ave. So even if you didn't have a good chance to look at it, who cares? Right? If there's a Simin on it, who cares that you didn't have a good chance to look at it? You're still gonna, you gotta announce it. Even if it was, I guess, not new enough that anybody, if it was so new that nobody could have had a chance to have a proper look at it, but still, if there's a simon on it, you gotta announce it. E delays bu simon, and if there's no simon on it, so kisa vaitun ayin mai havi, even if somebody could have had the opportunity to have a good look at it, who cares? There's no simon on it, so look at it all you want, you won't be able to tell that, nobody will be able to claim it. So the Olam delays Bu Simon. Okay, so really it's talking about there's no Simon on it. Okay, so if there's no Simon on it, then I would think that I should not have to announce it. But Nafkemine Le'adure Le'tzurba Me'rabonin B'tvius Eino. The difference is, do we have to be concerned that maybe there's a Tamur Chochem, maybe a Tamur Chochem lost it, a Tamur Chochem who can identify it by looking at it and saying, yes, I recognize this. So Vaitona Ayin, if there was an opportunity that somebody could have had a good look at it, well then Kimle Bigavayu Umadrinon Le. So then I think that this is the point, right? That meaning if there was, I think that's the point, that if there was, like, if it wasn't that new, like there would have been enough time for somebody to have a good look at it, then I think the point is that you would have to announce it. Because maybe, or even though there's no simon on it, so chances are nobody will be able to claim it, but maybe there's a Talmud Chacham who will be able to recognize it by looks. But if there's no simon on it and it's so new that nobody could have had a chance to have a look at it, so lo kim le bigavayu, so then, even the Talmud Chacham won't be able to identify it, and velo majin le, we won't give it back to anybody, and therefore, enu chayev lahachris, you don't need to announce anything. Do amr v'yudo amr Shmuel, behani tulas mile avide rabbonin de mishanu b'milayu. In the following three ways, the rabbis kind of change their words. They might say something which is, let's say, not totally accurate, but there's a reason for it. Bimasechta. So, for example, you say, oh, wow, are you an expert in Bav Metzia? And he says, I'm not such an expert, So that's, so it's like more of like Midas Anova. He doesn't have to say, yeah, I'm an expert. He says, And Uvipurya, if you ask the Talmud Chacham, like, hey, did you have beer last night? And he's like, none of your business. Uve Ushpiza, and also, if a Talmud Chacham stays at like a certain host, and then somebody says, oh, how was the host? You're like, trying to figure out if they should stay there too. Now, it sounds like we're not talking about, like a hotel or something. We're talking about somebody who, out of the goodness of their heart, hosted a person. So you might say, oh, how was those? And he's like, whatever. Well, wasn't incredible, because if he's Because if he's too enthusiastic, then everybody's going to want to go to this place, and it's going to be a pain in the neck for the host. So therefore, okay, in these three ways, you might ask him something, and he might not give you a straight answer, and that's acceptable. My nafkamina, what's the difference? Well, somebody who, right, because what Rav Yudah Mishmuel said, but I'm going to read again, that in these three ways, the rabbis kind of, let's say inaccurate things. So, and that's totally acceptable. And the point being, let's go weiter for a second. If we know about this person that he always tells the truth, but in these three specific areas, he let's just say what it is, Mishani Bimilai, he changes his words. I don't know how else to say it. So I think lying is overkill. Okay, he changes his words. Majun and Lay, so if we know that only in these three things specifically he changes his words, so then we can assume that he's a Tzur B'Merabani, he's a Talmid Chacham, and we can and if he recognize, right, you can return to him a lost object by aisle recognition. Aisle means using your eyes. There might be another word for that. But if he changes his words in more areas, well then lo madrinan lay, we would not return lost objects to him by mere aisle recognition. Mi mar zutra chsido agniv lay kasa de chaspa me ushpizo. So mar zutra chsido, he was, I guess, at some host and somebody had noiv and he stole a cup, a silver cup from the host. Oy vavoy shmendrik. Chazi lau bar bei rab. And then Mazucha Chsida noticed that there was a young student who washed his hands and dried it on his friend's garment. Omar, so Mazucha Chsida said, this is the culprit. So clearly does not care about other people's property. So they chapped him around and he admitted it. Shmendrik. Tanya Umod Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar admits bekelim chadoshim shesavaiton ha'oyin, with new vessels that one could have had enough of an opportunity to look at them properly. Let me just make sure I'm translating this correctly. Yeah, I think that's correct. That he's had an opportunity to kind of look it over and get to know it. Okay. So shechayv lachmis. So in that case, he would have to make an announcement that he found an item. And these are examples of new vessels that a person would not have gotten accustomed to, that you don't need to announce about. Kigon, for example, branches that have, I don't know, needles on them and forks that they use for spinning something? Gold? Spin gold? Okay. And strings of axes? What's a string of axes? Well, those things you don't have to announce. So these things that they said, when are they permitted? When do you not have to announce them? If you found them, you know, just one of them. But if you found two of them, then you have to announce it because, as we learned, I think it was yesterday, that minyan is a simon, that just number is a simon. So. That could be, if a person says how many of them he's lost, so we could announce it. He could claim it. My bade, what are bade? Sochei, branches. Va'amai karulei bade, why do they call it bade? Dover detalu bei midei bad karulei. That's something that the way that you hang stuff on is called bad. Ki'ahu detnan, awesome, like we learned in Masechta Sukkah, ole echod bad echod, that when we're talking about arovas to use on Hoshana Rabbah, so one opinion is that could even have one leaf on one branch. Okay, so bad is a branch. V'cheinoi Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar would also say, Hamatzil, somebody who saves epis, mina ari, from a lion, mina dove, from a bear, mina nomer, from a leopard, mina bardlos, from a hyena, umin zuto shalyom, or from the current of a sea, or from the overflowing of a river, Hamotze Bistrato Flatio Gedola, somebody finds in some big public area, Vuchom Akum Sharab Mitsuyin Sham, in any place where there's lots of people. Hare Elu Shalom, he can keep it from Shabbat Mesashimen, because whoever loses it there is Miyaesh in these places. This is going to take us at least until I'm going to stop today and pick it up on Sunday. This concept of that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that that if you lose something in a place where there's lots of people over there, so then Hare Elu Shalom. Then he can keep it. All right. So Ibayus asked Akasha, "Could come Reb Shimon ben Elazar?" When Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that if you lose something in a place where there's a lot of people, so then Hare Elu Shelo, Birov Kenainim, is that specifically where the majority of the people over there are Kenainim? Ava Birov Yisrael. But if most of the people over there are Yidden, Lo, then he would not say that he could just keep it Hare Elu Shelo, but rather Chayv Lachris. Omar. Or maybe even where the majority is Yidden, still, Hare Elu Shelo. Imtim Salomar Afilu Barov Yisrael Nami, Omar. And if you say, even in a place where the majority are Yidden, Hare Elu Shelo, Pligir Rabbanon Ole, Olo Pligir. Do the rabbis, what's the rabbi's opinion over here? Do they agree with the Shimon ben Elazar? Do they argue with the Shimon ben Elazar? V'imtim tzalomar plige, and if you say that they argue, Birov Yisrael vaday plige, Birov Kenanim, so Birov Yisrael vaday plige. So if you say that the Rabbanon do in fact argue with Reb Shimon Elazar and say that even in a place where there's lots of people around, still chayv lahachris. So certainly they argue, if we're talking about Berov Yisrael, chayv lahachris, Berov Kenainim, plige or lo plige. But what about if it's Berov Kenainim? Would they agree with the Shimon ben Elazar that it read that Hare Elu Shelo? Vimtin Saloma plige, and if you say that they argue also by Rov Kenainim, so then Afilu Berov Kenainim, so Alocha Kimoso and Alocha Kimoso. Okay, how do we paskin though? Do we paskin like Shimon ben Elazar that Hare Elu Shelo? Do we paskin like theoretically, like the rabbis who would say Chayv La'achris? Imtim Saloma Alocha Kemosin. If you say that Alocha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Davka Berov Kenainim, is it Davka when it's Rav Kenainim we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar who says Hare Elu Shelo? Oh, Afilu Berov Yisrael. Or maybe even if we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it's even Berov Yisrael when there's a lot of people around and it's a place where it's a majority of Yidden. So then, Hare Elu Shelo. So a lot of questions. I think we asked 5 questions. Like, you know, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says when there's a lot of people around. So Hare Elu Shelo, is that Davka Rov Kenainim? What about Rov Yisrael? Do the rabbis agree? Do the rabbis argue? Do the rabbis maybe only argue by Rov Yisrael? But we may agree by Rov Kenainim. Maybe they argue there too. Maybe we pass Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Where do we pass Reb Shimon ben Elazar? Ay, va voy. A lot of kashas. Let's go by them. Where are we? Toshma, coming here. Hamotzi Moz bebati knesius uvate midrashus haha. Fellow finds money in a synagogue or a study hall. Uvchom akum sherab mitzuyin sham, or any place where there's a lot of people. Hare elu shelo, he can keep it. Mipnei shabai l'misayah shemen, because the owner would have given up hope. Ha 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 ha. No. Who's the one who says that we go based on the majority? There's a lot of people around, so you can keep it. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shmas Mina, and we're talking about Batei Knesset, Batei Medrash, Afilu Berov Yisrael Nami. So we see that even when there's the majority of Yidden, still Hare Elu Shelo. Chacham Ma'iskin Mufuzarin. Say maybe not. Maybe Dafka, we're talking about where it's most mifuzaros, right? That's the second item in the Mishnah. All right, the Mishnah says, Elu mitzia shalov, elu chayv la'achris, motza peris mifuzarin o most mifuzaris, badadada. So, So maybe the reason why he can keep it is not because there's a lot of people around, but because there were most mifuzaros. That and therefore are elu shelo, even mifuzarin. But if they're scattered, so my iriyah makum sherab mitzunshem. Then what? Then bichlal, what's the point of mentioning that it's a place where there's a lot of people around? It has nothing to do with that. That's the fact that it has to do with the fact that it's most mifuzaros. Afilu ena rab mitzunshem. Even if there's nobody there. So ela leolam bitzurin. You're right. So really talking about where they are bundled, right? They're not scattered. Okay. But still, it's not necessarily a proof that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that even where it's Rov Yisrael, because Ochel Ma'eskinam Bibate Knesios, Shel Kenainim. That we're talking about not a synagogue, not a Jewish temple, but rather places where the Kenainim, they gather together and do stuff. That's what it means, Bate Knesses. Okay, Bate Midrash was Michael Amem. Okay, fine. So you can kind of, you know, get away with saying Bate Knesses means like other kinds of Bate Knesses that are not Jewish. But what about Bate Medrash? Well, you know, but Beis HaMedrash is a Jewish thing. So it seems to that we're talking about in a place of Yidden. So, but in Midrashos Didon, sure, obviously, yes, you're right. A Beis HaMedrash is a Jewish Indian, but the Yasvebu Knainim, but the Knainim provide security. And for some reason, I guess the assumption is that therefore they're the majority, I guess. Okay, but fine. All right. But still, we're unwilling to say it's a place of Rov Yisraelim. And Davka Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that Are Elu Shalom in a place where it's Rov Knainim. Hashad Asas Lachi. Okay, so once already you're saying that we're talking about a Beis HaMedrash, but there's Rav Kenainim Darin. So Bate Knesses Nami. So Oichid Bate Knesses Didon. You could say it's ours. It's a shul. The Yazvi Bu Kenainim, but there are Kenainim over there. Okay, fine. So we haven't succeeded in proving that Rav Shimon ben Elazar would say even by Rav Yisrael. We're still trying to say that it's even that it's specifically Rav Kenainim. Okay, fine. Trying to decide if I should change the, I don't know, how much more time do we have over here? Maybe 10 minutes? That'll be close. All right, whatever, I'll switch it. Tashma. Motzeh bo aveda. Okay, so if you have a city where there are Yidden and Knainim both living there, Imrov Yisrael, so if you find a lost object, if the majority is Yidden, chayv lahachris, then you have to announce it. Imrov Knainim eino chayv lahachris. But if the majority are Kenainim, then you don't need to announce it. Man Shamas Le De Omer as Lina Nebosa Rubo. Who's the one that says that we go based on the Rov? Shimon ben Elazar. This is Shimon ben Elazar. Shmas Mina. Kikom Shimon ben Elazar Rov Kenainim. Aval Rov Yisrael Lo. So we see that Shimon ben Elazar is Davka talking about when it's the majority of Kenainim. Because that's where we say Enu Chayv Lachris. But if Rov Yisrael Chayv Lachris. So we see that when Rav Shimon says that if there's a lot of people around, so Are Elu Shelo, it's Davke Brov Kenainim Benat, Brov Yisrael, to which the Gemara says, no, Hamani Rabbonini, actually, you could say that this Brisa is not Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it is the rabbis. Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say that even Brov Yisrael, also Enu Chayv Lahachris, and Are Elu Shelo. So fact the Gemara, but wait, but then Tifshot Mino de Module Rabbon Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Brov Kenainim. One of our questions, one of, I think, the five questions that we asked earlier was, do the rabbis agree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar? And if they disagree, so what is that? Do they only disagree by Rov Yisrael? What about Rov Kenainim? Well, if we're saying that this Brisa is the rabbis, so does that mean that we have an answer to one of our questions? That the rabbis disagree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar, but only by Rov Yisrael, but they agree by Rov Kenainim? So the Gemara says, wait, no, we don't have an answer to that question. Ela la'olam. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, okay, so it is Reb Shimon ben Elazar, but still, Fafilu b'Rov Yisrael Nami, still, I would say that even by Rov Yisrael, Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say, Re'elu Shalom. So why do we say over here that by B'Rov Yisrael, Chayv La'achriz, V'achob Ma'eskinun B'tomun, because here we're talking about where it was hidden. The lost object was hidden, and therefore you have to consider that maybe somebody hid it away, and therefore, you can't take it. But if it was hidden, then he shouldn't have taken it in the first place. Like, Okay, it's very nice that you're announcing it, but you shouldn't have taken it in the first place if it was hidden. But it's not. And after all, we learn in the Mishnah, Matzah Kli Ba'ashba Mechusa Lo Yigabo. If you find a vessel in a garbage heap, if it's covered, do not touch it because somebody left it there. Megula No Telumachos. If you find it there, if it's revealed, if it's exposed, so then you can take it and announce about it. So why was he touching it in the first place? And for the Gemara, Kedamra Papalik or Papa says Ba'ashba Shena Asuya Lefanos. It is a garbage heap that was not expected to be cleared away. It's not usually cleared away. It usually just stays there, and therefore somebody hid somebody something over there. Ooh, I hope no, didn't hit anybody there. V'nimlach alei, and then the owner decided that they're going to lefanosa to clear it away. Hachnami ba'ash b'shena asui lefanos v'nimlach alei lefanosa. So it's Davka talking about that there's this garbage heap, and in the garbage heap there's some kind of thing that's hidden in there. Now normally you would leave it there, you shouldn't touch it at all, but here we're talking about the garbage heap was not normally cleared away, but now they decided they're going to clear it away, so therefore you took it, now you're going to announce it. So if it's Rov Yisrael, so you announce it. If it's Rov Kenanim, you don't have to announce it. But in general, we would say that according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even if it's Barov Yisrael, Are Elu Shalo, but this is specifically because it was hidden and it was in a garbage heap and they normally keep it, but they're clearing it away. Okay. Alternatively, you could say that really it is the rabbis. It is the rabbis, but still that doesn't, right? It is the rabbis. Now, what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that if it's Rov Yisrael, Chayv la'achris. If it's Rov Kenanim, eno chayv la'achris. We suggested, wait, but if we say it's the rabbis, and doesn't that mean that they agree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar when it comes to Rov Kenanim? That Hare Elu Shalo? To which Gemara says, no. If you look at the Brice, it doesn't say Hare Elu Shalo. It doesn't say that if it's Rov Kenanim, Hare Elu Shalo. It does not say that. It says if it's Rov Kenanim, chayv la'achris. And if it's Rov Yisrael, ein chayv Fakert, I'm sorry, Fakert. If it's Rov Yisrael Chayv L'Achris, if it's Rov Kenanim, Ein Chayv L'Achris. It doesn't say Arei Elu Shalom, it says Ein Chayv L'Achris. Right, so if you buy Yisrael Olam Rabbonim Mikatoni, Hein Shalom, it doesn't say that if it's Rov Kenanim, Hein Shalom, which is what Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, but that's not what the Rabbonim say. Einu Chayv L'Achris Katoni, just as if it's Rov Kenanim, Eino Chayv Lahachris, but V'yaniach, but you can't use it either, you just have to leave it. V'yasei Yisrael, V'yoyev Beis Simona, V'shokel, and maybe a Yid will come and give a sign and take it. But that's very different than Rav Shimon Elazar says he can actually have it. So it's not an indication that the rabbis agree with Rav Shimon Elazar. Tashma, coming here, the Amr of Asi, says of Asi, Motza Chovis Yayin Bo'ir Sheruba Kenanim. If you find a barrel of wine in a city that is a majority of Kenanim, so muteris mishum metzia. So in terms of the metzia, hare elu shalo. But in terms of the contents of the metzia, the wine, basur bano, you can't drink it because of concern for yei nesach. But Yisrael v'nosan basimin. Now, if a yid comes and gives a sign and basically claims the wine, well, the wine is yours because it's ir shirov kenanim, right? Hare elu shalo. It's his. But muteris b'shtia l'motza. Now he can drink it though, because a yid came and gave a sign, which means that Mimele belonged to the yid, but he was already mafkirit, right? So therefore, Rei Edu Shalom belongs to the finder. But the yid basically proved that it belonged to him, not to a Kenani, so the wine is kosher. So the finder cannot drink the wine. Now, Kiman, who is this like? Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Well, who's the one who says that we go based on the majority, and therefore if there's a lot of people, you can keep it? So Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Shmamina Kikam Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Berov Kenanim. So it sounds like Reb Shimon ben Elazar's opinion, right? If Rav Asi seems to be going like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and he's saying Davka, if it's Ruba Kenanim, he can keep it. Aval Berov Yisrael, lo. But if it was a majority of Yidden, he would not be able to keep it. La Olam Emelach. So Reb Shimon says, no, still, I will argue Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Afilu Berov Yisrael, Naimin Ka'omar. That Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, even if the majority is Yidden, still, Hare Elu Shelo. But Rav Asi, though, only agrees, right, only holds that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar with regard to Rav Kenanim, but he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar with regard to Rav Yisrael. Right, so Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Philip Rav Yisrael, Nami Kamer, Rav Asi, Sovla Kavasi Bechada, Ufalig Ale Bechada, Rav Asi holds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar with regard to Rav Kenanim, but not with regard to Rav Yisrael. But now, initially, right, we had said in a place where Rav Kenanim and you find a barrel of wine, so it belongs to you, right? Because Ere'elu Shalom, but Lemaise, you can't drink the wine. So if that's the case, what's the point? So I'm Ravashi the Kankana. Well, you can empty out the wine and then use the barrel. I'm going to take a break now for a few days. I think it is the right time to take a break because I am spent. I recorded 3.5 daf today. All right, I'll see you all soon. Oh, Gavri de Ashkech Arba Zuze de Tsairi Bisdino. Okay, sounds like fun. A certain fellow, he found 4 Zuz that were wrapped in a cloth. Oh, wow, sounds very interesting. Vishadu Benar Biran, and they were thrown in Nar. It sounds like a mystery. There was a cloth with 4 Zuz in it thrown into Nar Biran. What do you think the story is with this cloth? With the money? Very intriguing. Also, the comment of Yehuda, so the finder comes before Yehuda. Amarle, and Yehuda says, Zil Achris, go and proclaim, like, hey, I found it. Is it yours? Prove it. Vazuto Shayamu. Why does he have to proclaim it? Isn't it like the middle, right? Isn't it it's like swept up by the sea. So why should he have to proclaim it? Should be Shalom. Areelu Shalom. Shining or Biron. Narbiran is unique. And Kevin the Maskil Loy Miyaish. Since there are obstacles, there are dams and things, so the people are not Miyaish because they assume that somebody will find it. All hope is not lost. Varuba Kenainim Ninu, but isn't the majority of the people in the area Kenainim? So it sounds like we have a kind of public area with a lot of people. Most of them are Kenainim, and still we're saying Chayv Lahachris. So that sounds like the halacha is not like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Afilu b'rov kenayanim, even when the majority is kenayanim, we do not paskin like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shiny nar biron, to which we say no, nar biron is different. That even though there's a lot of kenayanim around, but the Yisrael sochrule, Yisrael korule, that the yidden, I think that they dug it. And they also dredge it. They dammed it, and they also removed the things from the dam. So like even though the majority of the people over there are Kenainim, but most of the people involved with the river, though, with damming the river, with removing the things from the river, they are all Yidden. And therefore, I guess the person doesn't give up hope, and you have to be machrizit. Came to Yisrael sochule, emer mi Yisrael nafal. V'chevim to Yisrael korule lo miyayish. Okay, so since the yidden are busy damning it, so therefore, I guess we have to assume that it fell from a yid. And because it's the yidden that kind of fish things out of there, so you wouldn't be miyayish, and therefore you have to announce it. All right, sounds like fun. Rav Yehuda avashak v'azu basid mashmul b'shukah de v'daisa uwa. So if Yehuda was shakel and ozlin, he was going after mashmul. He was walking behind mashmul in the cereal shuk. Here in Shuk Machne Yehuda, we have the Iraqi Shuk. What else is there? There's the Shuk. There's the open Shuk. There's the closed Shuk. There's the Iraqi Shuk. I feel like there's another Shuk also that I don't go to. Like one of the sections of the Shuk. I feel like actually like right opposite the Iraqi Shuk, there's like another section of the Shuk that has a name. I just don't know what it's called. Hillel, do you know what it's called? I feel like it has a name. Or maybe Rabbi Yisrael, any of the chevre from Nachlaot, know what the shuk like up. I like it's like where Cafe de Paris was back in the day. Well, what's that area called? I don't know. Akoponim. So if Yehuda was walking behind Marshmuel in the cereal shuk, okay. So if Yehuda asks Shmuel, he says, what if someone were to find a wallet over here in the cereal shuk? So Shmuel says, well, he can keep it. But what if then a yid comes and gives a sign? So Shmuel says, well, then he needs to give it back to the yid. Tarte. So review this as wait. How aren't those two mutually exclusive? On the one hand, if Harielu Shalo, if it's his, then he doesn't need to give it back to anybody. So why are you saying that if a Yid comes to give a Simon, he needs to give it to the Yid? It's already his. So Omar Le Lifnim Mishur Sadin. So Shmuel says no. When I said that that if a Yid comes and gives a sign, so you should give it back to him. He doesn't have to give it back to him because he said, Shalom. But if he wanted to be a nice guy about it, if he wanted to go beyond the letter of the law, so he would return it. If the guy gave a simon and proved that it's his, he would return it. Like Shmuel's father, I think it's Shmuel's father, he found donkeys in the middle of the desert. And nonetheless, I guess even though they're in the middle of the desert, and I guess the assumption is he would have been the owner would have been mafkir, I guess. Nonetheless, and Avuah de Shmuel returned it to their rightful owners a year later. Beyond the letter of the law. Rava Avashok of Ozul Basid Rav Nachman Beshukah did Gildoi. Rava was walking by Rav Nachman in the leathermonger's shuk. The leathermonger's shuk. I don't think that there's a leathermonger's shuk in Shuk Machne Yehuda. Vamila Beshukah de Rabban, and some say it was the shuk of the rabbis. What? Omele Motzakan Arnakimau. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, what if somebody were to find a wallet over here? A purse over here. A wallet or a purse? I don't know, let me look it up. So the article defines it as a purse. Okay, purse sounds good to me, I don't mind. So fine, so Motzakan Arnakimau. So Rava asks Rav Nachman, what if somebody were to find over here a purse? So Omalei, so Rav Nachman says, Arayidu Shalom, you can keep it. But Yisroel v'nosan ba'asimin mau. Rava then asks, but what if a Yid comes and he gives a sign? Right? He gives some proof that right, that it's his. Omalei, Rav Nachman says, Arayidu Shalom, it makes no difference. Meaning if the finder is allowed to keep it, he's allowed to keep it. V'aloi oimed v'tzavach. Yeah, but the guy is screaming and yelling. He's saying, hey, that's my purse. So what? It's like somebody screaming and yelling about his house that collapsed or that his ship sunk in the sea. Like, it's a tragic, but screaming and yelling is not going to make any difference. You lost it. There was a vulture who took meat in the shuk. And the vulture threw the meat into the orchard, the date tree area, palm orchard thing. Is a date tree palm orchard thing called an orchard, or is it called something else? A Bay Barmarian. My friend Josh Weinberg. He still has it, this post that says, the Barnes belongs in Marion. Also, the comment of Abaye, and so I guess by Marion comes to Abaye, because he wants to know, can he eat the meat? Abaye says, yeah, gesundheit, you can keep it. But aren't there mostly Yidden over there? So it sounds like we're saying then that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that Tareilu Shelo, even when it's mostly Yidden. Shiny Dayo, no, it's different when it comes to vulture, De Kizuto Shalyom Domi, because a vulture is like Zuto Shalyom, it's like being swept away by the sea. You know, whoever sees that their meat has been swept away by a vulture, he just immediately gives up hope. Ve'o Omar Rav, Bosa Shinasalim and Ayin Osir. But doesn't Rav say that meat that you lose sight of is osur, because we don't know, you know, because you can't know that that's the kosher meat anymore if you lose sight of it? So over here, the vulture had it for a bit. But Omid Ro'eh, well, it's talking about where Barmerian was able to see the vulture, chop the meat, drop it off in his yard. So that's why it was okay. Rav Chanina Matzo G'di Shochit Bein Tveri L'Tzipori. Rav Chanina found a slaughtered kid, like a little goat, between Tveria and Tzipori. Vitirulo, and they permitted Rav Chanina to consume this kid. Right, so he found this slaughtered kid between Tveri and Tzipori, and they said it's kosher. Amar Rav Ami, says Rav Ami, Tirulo Mishum Mitzias, so they permitted it to him in terms of Motzim, right? If you find something, right, Hare Elu Shelo, it's his. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says that was a bunch of people over there. So Hare Elu Shelo. Mishum Shchita, and in terms of Shchita, that we say it's kosher, they can eat it. Rav Chananya bno, Shav Yosef Glili, D'Tanya, like we learn in the Brisa, Risha Avdulo, Gedoy V'Tanigolov, if a fellow lost his kids and his chickens, then he goes and he finds them and they're slaughtered. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says Oser. Rabbi Chananya bno Shabbi Yose Aglili Matir. Whereas Rabbi Chananya bno Shabbi Yose Aglili says that it's Matir. Amar Rabbi says Rabbi Nindir Rabbi Yehuda Kshimtzon Ba'ashpa. So says Rabbi that I understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Right, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion makes sense to me. If you find the kid slaughtered in a garbage dump, because there you probably, that's where you throw nevelas. And like Chanani ben Osher ben Yosef Glili, when you find it in a domicile, in a home. I think a domicile is a home. All right. Fine. Okay. What was you saying? Okay. Fine. Okay. And therefore you can eat this meat. Fine. Like, I'm starting to get tired, but it's okay because we only have like another four lines left. I'm definitely not going to be recording another daf right now. I would have no short-term memory. So from the fact that we're saying that Rav Chananya can consume this kid that was slaughtered, so it must be that we're in an area where there's a majority of Yidden. Therefore, that's why you can assume that it's slaughtered properly. Ninu Vishmas Mina Alocha Gubshim Ben Elazar Afilu Bro Vissos. So we see that the Alocha is like Gubshim Ben Elazar, even where it's a majority of Yidden. Amar Rava says Rava Rav Kenainim Rav Taboche Yisrael. Says Rava, no, it's actually a place where it's a majority of Kenainim, which is why we say that he can keep it. It just happens to be that the majority, even though it's a majority of Kenainim, the majority of slaughterers are Yidden, and therefore you can assume that it's kosher. But it wouldn't necessarily prove that we'd pass like Shimon ben Elazar, even Bero of Yisrael. Where am I? Rav Ami Ashkach Pargias Shchutis Ben Tveri L'Tzipori. So Rav Ami finds slaughtered Pargias, I guess little chickens, slaughtered between Tzipori and Tveri. Also the Kamid Rav Asi comes to Rav Asi. V'Amrila the Kamid Rav Yochanan, some say to Rav Yochanan. V'Amrila Bein Midrash, some say went to the Beis Hamedras. Vamulein, they said to him, Zil Shkol Anafshech, you can take this meat for yourself. Okay. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Ashkach Kibora De Azle Bei Azluye. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha found these ropes and stuff that the trappers, I think, use for like making their traps. Also the Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, he came before Rabbi Yochanan, Vamula bin Bey Mijosha, Vamula Zil Shkol Anafshach, and he said, you can go and take it for yourself. And the assumption that, it seems that the assumption is that most of the people around there are, Kenainim, and therefore you can go based on the, Bro of Kenainim, and you can, keep it. Alright, friends, that was the Afkhov Talib, Mesechta Bab Mitzvah. Hope you enjoy. Peace out.